the words of God. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Let not the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. There are many people in this world who call for justice. The reason is because they have either experienced injustice or believe that the society they belong to is unjust. In the case justice is realized, like the hope of those fighting for justice, freedom, equality, and peace would be guaranteed. But is there a place on this earth where freedom, equality, and peace are 100% guaranteed? A country or society that guarantees freedom, equality, and peace will have its shortcomings. People who say societies are unjust determine this is because of the law, because the law is not properly executed. People fight to determine the right and wrong for cases. When the state determines that something is right, others who state something else is right say there is no justice. When the state determines the other is right, then the people who state what they think is right say there is no justice. Many people who fight for justice understand the term in a subjective way. If governments determine the reason people each have different judgments of what is just, is due to different interpretations of the law, and make the law more precise so that it leaves no room for different interpretations, would the controversies surrounding justice subside? Even if such laws were to be created, the controversies surrounding justice would continue, given people do not change. What kind of people are those who call for justice? Do only just people call for justice? Even if a person states they call for justice because they are just, justice here could be the person's belief, which is irrelevant from justice. The person could be far from what people consider justice. In some cases, people who call for justice are self-contradictory. If there are two reasons for the controversies surrounding justice, one is a problem of law and the other of people. The problem of the law is about the interpretation of the law, and the problem of people is of those who have judiciary power. Let's think about ourselves. Do we have a correct understanding of the law and make judgments of justice based on this understanding? Are we doing what is just with this correct understanding and judgment? What will we need to be able to do what is just and call for justice? Let's look at today's passage for the answer. Let's look at verse 121. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. We can presume that the poet lived in a society in which justice did not prevail. Was this because this was an ancient society? Justice could be upheld even in a monarchy. There were laws under a monarchy. Justice could be upheld if the king did not engage in tyranny and ruled the people in good and consistent ways. If God called for justice in the times of the Old Testament, this means that this was possible even in ancient times. If we look at the poet's confessions in Psalm 119, the poet had suffered from injustice and was in danger as the confessions were being made. The fact that the poet was being threatened by the unjust, even while doing what is just, indicates that the society the poet belonged to failed to uphold justice. Either the king was unjust or his officials were. In the case the poet was suffering due to the officials, they would have been giving the poet a hard time, either with the king knowing or not knowing. So who does the poet reach out to? The poet reaches out to God because the people in power are unjust and make just people suffer or fail to protect them. The poet states he has done what is righteous and just. Righteousness in verse 121 in Hebrew is mishpat, and justice in Hebrew is tzaddik. The Hebrew terms mishpat and tzaddik and derivatives from these words have been used more than 500 times in the Bible and have been translated into various meanings according to the context of passages. So it is difficult to state that these words precisely mean something in Korean. Tzaddik is referred to as God's just character, and mishpat is referred to as the righteousness of God's conduct. So we can see that based on tzaddik, God's character of justice, this leads to mishpat, the righteousness of God's conduct. So some distinguish the two terms by referring to tzaddik as the basic definition and mishpat as another definition. Those who find it difficult to distinguish the two terms can think of the two words as the word justice we commonly use and then understand the difference as we learn about the examples of the words used in the Bible. If we look at the examples of the two words used in Psalms 119, tzaddik, translated into just in verse 121, is used 12 times in chapter 119. Of the 12 times, 10 have been translated into righteous to describe the word that is translated into God's word. Mishpat, that is translated into righteous in verse 121, was used 22 times in Psalms 119. Among them, 15 times the term was translated as laws that refer to God's word, And the word was also translated into judgment, treat with kindness and justice. In chapter 119, the phrase using the terms tzaddik and mishpat to mean the righteous word of God is used 6 times. And among them, 4 were translated into righteous law. This means God's word is righteous. It is only natural that God's word is righteous because He is righteous. Who can deny that God's word is righteous? The law of God's word is a definite standard of justice and does not change according to time and circumstances. Therefore, God's righteous word is justice and righteousness. So the fact that the poet did what is righteous and just means the poet lived according to the law of God's word. A person who puts the word of God into action is a person who does what is just. But we need to caution against people who are mistaken that they are carrying out the word of God, justice and righteousness. We must be careful not to think that we are doing what is righteous and just when we are not acting according to the word of God. There are people who refer to a person doing what is just as an unjust person and cry out that justice is dead. The person who carried out the word of God, justice and righteousness, was not recognized as such and suffered. By the words standards of justice, person that God acknowledges as a just person can be treated as an unjust person. The poet suffered under unjust people and was threatened. So he asked for God's judgment and protection. He prayed, "I carried out the law of your word, justice and righteousness, so help me so that those trying to persecute me cannot do so." But the poet did not do what is righteous and just based on self-realization. How did the poet know that he should do what is righteous and just? The poet knew not only about the laws referring to the word of God, but also the 5 books of Moses. So he would have known Abraham, the ancestor of faith. The poet would have been aware of the word of God, ordering Abraham to do what is righteous and just. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19 are words God spoke to angels. Here, he refers to Abraham. "For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." The reason God chose Abraham and called on him is for him to do what is right and just. The Hebrew words translated into right and just are tzaddik and mishpat. Let's look at Mishpat that was translated into just and right and just. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19 translates Mishpat into just. There are two more verses that have translated Mishpat to just in the Revised Korean Bible. It is in the prophetic book of Jeremiah and in a more recent Revised Korean Bible. These verses have translated the word to law, which refers to God's word. In the Psalms passage, Mishpat was translated into justice, but this justice refers to the word of God. The word of God is justice. Where the word of God is carried out, there is justice. Where the word of God is not carried out, there is no justice. Let's think about this. Do we see the word of God carried out at a place justice has failed? Justice was present in the countries, societies, and communities of the past that carried out the word of God. Justice was not present in those that did not. History proves this. Let us think about King Saul, King David, and other kings of Israel. We realize that justice was present when God's word was carried out. If we look at the history of countries that had Christianity as their state religion. And we can see that even if the king upheld justice, that this failed when he left the word of God. King David is a good example. When David did not carry out the word of God, he carried out injustice by justifying his stealing of his subordinate's wife. We can see justice having failed in many places today because the word of God was not carried out. We are able to realize how important doing what is just is based on the reasons God chose Abraham and called on him. We know that Abraham was chosen and called on by God so that he could become the father of the people and a blessing. But if we look at Genesis chapter 18 verse 19, we can see that the reason God chose Abraham and called on him was for him to do what is righteous and just. The reason God chose the poet and called on him was also for him to do what is righteous and just. We are no different from Abraham and the poet. The reason God chose us and called on us is for us to do what is righteous and just. This means carrying out the word of God. God for eternity takes care of and blesses those who carry out his word. He gave this promise to Abraham, the poet, and to us. Now, let's look at the word tzaddik. Right in to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just of Genesis chapter 18 verse 19 is tzaddik. There are many verses in chapter 119 where this word has been translated into righteousness. Let's look at Genesis chapter 7. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family because I have found you righteous in this generation. It says the reason Noah survived the flood was because of his righteousness. The Hebrew word translated into righteous in this verse is tzaddik, carrying out righteousness in the framework that our redemption is by God's grace relates to our redemption. The reason God spoke to the two angels in Genesis chapter 18 verse 19 was not only to let them know why he chose and called on Abraham, but also to let them know that he would bless the righteous and punish the evil. God wanted to give the blessing of doing what is righteous and just to Abraham, and destruction to the people of Sodom, who did not fear God and fell into the depths of sin. The reason the two angels appear in Genesis chapter 18 is to perform God's work. The reason the two angels visited Abraham's house was to let him know that his son Isaac would soon be born, and that God would punish Sodom and Gomorrah, locations not far from where Abraham lived. Abraham's nephew Lot lived in Sodom. God let Lot's uncle Abraham know about his plan. Abraham's conversation with the two angels is well known. Abraham continued to ask whether God would punish the righteous together with the evil. Abraham was trying to say that if there are righteous people in Sodom, it would be unjust to destroy the entire city. So Abraham asked if there are 50 righteous people, if God would destroy the righteous together with the evil. Abraham continues to ask about God's plan for Sodom until he asks what God will do in the case there are 10 righteous people. The Hebrew word that was translated into righteous in this part is tzaddik. God does not destroy the righteous. He saves them. And Abraham, as opposed to the people of Sodom, was righteous. How could people become righteous? Genesis chapter 15 verse 6 tells us, Abraham believed the Lord, and he is credited to him as righteousness. Righteousness in this verse is tzaddik. Abraham did not become righteous by himself, but because God regarded him as righteous. Abraham became righteous by believing in God. Genesis chapter 15 verse 6 happened to Abraham of the time of the Old Testament, but this principle of righteousness applies to us today. We are made righteous by believing in Jesus. Only those who have become righteous by having their sins washed by the blood of Jesus can be saved. Only those who have been processed by tzaddik can be saved. Therefore, righteousness and justice are inseparable from redemption. The reason God chose and called on Abraham was for him to do what is righteous and just. But God did not make Abraham fit for redemption by having him do what is righteous and just. Abraham was regarded righteous and was saved by believing in God by God's grace. So Abraham received the duty to do what is righteous and just as a person who was saved. We who were made righteous by God's grace have also been given the duty of doing what is righteous and just as saved people, like Abraham and the poet. Why did God choose and call on us? For us to carry out righteousness and justice on earth. Why, however, do we see justice fail in this country and in places around the world, despite there being so many saved people? We can uphold justice if we as saved people do what is righteous and just. We should become people who call for justice as people who are actually doing what is just. God tells us living today to do what is righteous and just. What will happen if people who have become righteous by God's grace do not do what is righteous and just? We should remember the word God gave in the book of Ezekiel. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 13. If I tell the righteous man that he will surely live, but when he trusts in his righteousness and does evil, none of the righteous things he has done will be remembered. He will die for the evil he has done. This verse instills fear in us. Does it occur to you that God is temperamental in nature? We are able to know he is not in the following verses. Let's look at Ezekiel verses 14 to 15. And if I say to the wicked man, you will surely die, but he then turns away from sin and does what is just and right. If he gives back what he took in pledge for a loan, returns what he has stolen, follows the decrees that give life and does no evil, he will surely live. He will not die. What do people making hollow calls for justice need? They need to put their words into action. We are able to learn that doing justice means to return what was taken in pledge for a loan and give back what was stolen. It is freeing the less privileged from restraints and returning gains acquired in unjust ways to the owner. Doing what is righteous and just means taking care of the less privileged and discarding our lives of injustice. This is what it means to live by the law. It is not committing sin. When we live this way, even if we may have faced destruction, we will live. This is God's character of righteousness, not letting the sinner die, but making him righteous. God makes this promise. He saves those who turn away from sin and do what is righteous and just. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 16. None of the sins he has committed will be remembered against him. He has done what is just and right. He will surely live. If my life is in trouble, my family is in trouble, and the community and society I belong to is in trouble, the only way to live is to do what is righteous and just. This is showing the world the righteous character and work of God. people, families, it is helping the underprivileged and to return unjust gains, to live according to God's word. People, families, communities, societies, and countries living by God's word will certainly be revived. He has done what is just and right. He will surely live. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for choosing and calling us so that we do what is righteous and just. Many people are dying in these times. Bodies and minds and thoughts are plagued because they do not know what is righteous and just. We have called for justice, but we did not know what justice was and lived lives of injustice. Have mercy on us and forgive us. Let us not trample on freedom, equality, and peace while pretending to seek justice in society. We realize that the grace by which you paid for our sins by having your only Son Jesus shed blood for us was your righteous character. By this, we have become righteous. Let us live doing what is just, helping the less privileged, and returning unjust gains, and turning away from sin is living by God's word and doing what is righteous and just. Let us remember this and live this way so that we are able to bask in the joy of salvation and be used by you to save other souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.